You can maybe put it on chapter 9, text 13, yeah? 9th Kapitel. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we go now to the translation. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. So in one sentence, what we learn here is great souls are under the protection and guidance not of the material energy, but a divine nature. Now we will hear what this means in the purport. In this verse, the description of Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Now Prabhupada will talk about two types of control. Please listen very actively so that you find out what two types of control there are. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he's put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Devim Prakritim, divine nature. So when one is promoted in that way by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of a great soul, Mahatma. Thank you. So when you are remaining on the state where you are surrendered to Krishna, then you are uplifted into the divine energy. Wow. But you must now stay in this divine level, and Prabhupada tells you how to do this in the next paragraph. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Now you will learn how such a Mahatma, such a great soul, is generated. How is he created? And if you will follow this formula, you will also one day become a great soul. Listen, Slujati. Such a Mahatma or great soul develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. In the end, I will jump over a few sentences. Prabhupada says, they only meditate about Krishna and Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving, that means not flickering, service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. My dear devotees, now when it says here that the devotees are under the protection of the divine energy, this divine energy or divine nature is Radharani. To be under the shelter of Srimati Radharani, this means Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada once gave this very interesting lecture in 1975, where he says that at the moment we are under the control of the material energy. But there is another superior prakriti, or energy, or nature, and this is represented by Srimati Radharani. You know, the material energy is represented by the powerful goddesses of Durga. Dur means very difficult, and Ga means to go. It's very difficult to leave the control of material nature. And then there is the spiritual, but Prabhupada says, we belong to the spiritual nature. We are expansions of the spiritual nature. And if we want to go there, we must worship the spiritual, the representative of the spiritual nature, Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada says, our duty is to serve Radharani and through Radharani to serve Krishna. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. If we don't serve Radharani, we will be controlled by Durga with her weapons in her 10 hands. I want to tell you a very great secret today. Once, Lord Shiva meditated in the forest of Mountain Kailash. If you go today to Mountain Kailash, you will only find ice and stone. Krishna. But the Bhagavatam describes that in the Kailash, in the spiritual dimension, there is a forest with beautiful birds chirping. And there is a banyan tree. And under the banyan tree sits Lord Shiva. The Gospodin Shiva is meditating about Krishna. Sometimes he comes out of his meditation and then he makes his finger like this. This means the Jnana Mudra. And then he will talk to the many sadhus who sit around him about Krishna, whom he has seen in his meditation. You must go to Mountain Kailash. It's very wonderful. On one level, you go through ice and snow, but on another level, you know there is a reality which the Bhagavatam describes, spiritual reality, a forest with Lord Shiva meditating. So once Lord Shiva was meditating about Lord Narayan. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. He was just deep in samadhi. All of a sudden, Lord Narayan appeared before Shiva, situated on Garuda. And he said, my dear devotee, what do you wish? And Shiva, with tears of love in his eyes, said, I want to see your original form, my Lord. Lord Narayan said, I'm very satisfied with you, my dear Shiva. If you want to see the form from which all other forms of God have come, you must go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan Chalo. And after speaking these words, the master of the universe, Lord Narayan, disappeared. Mm-hmm. Shiva immediately went to the beautiful shore of the river Jamuna, which flows through Vrindavan. And there on the western bank, he saw Lord Krishna. He looked very young, like a cowherd boy. And he stood amongst many gopis and was laughing. And the gopis also laughed back. And then Lord Krishna saw Shiva and with a smile said, "Now I have come before your eyes, because this was your desire." No, because it's confidential. So then Lord Shiva, then Krishna said to Shiva, "I will now tell you a great secret." But you cannot tell it to anyone else. So Shiva was thinking, I'm already seeing the greatest secret. I'm seeing Krishna. What else is there? Then Krishna says, "Renounce everything else. Surrender to me and to Srimati Radharani. And worship us. And then you will attain us. Oh Shiva, I tell you, a person who surrenders to me but not to my beloved Srimati Radharani never attains me." A person who once surrenders to Radharani and tells her, "I'm yours," attains me without doing anything else. Of this there is no doubt. So Lord Shiva saw Srimati Radharani next to Lord Krishna, smiling and having her hand up for blessings like this. And Krishna had told him, "To attain us, you just need to surrender to Radharani." How do you do this? You say to Radharani, "I'm yours. I belong to you. I am part of the spiritual nature. I come from the spiritual nature. I don't belong to this material nature. Long ago I have left the spiritual energy. I have come here in this world and identified with the body. I have served so long the material demands. Day and night I have worked to follow my mind and my senses. I became a beggar for sense enjoyment. But the senses never gave peace to me. I was always running and running and running, never satisfied. Now, Radharani, please accept me. O Radha, O Krishna, please accept me. Please engage me. Give me some service for you. I am yours.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna says to Shiva, a person who desires to conquer me should surrender with all his heart to my beloved Radharani. In this way one becomes dear to me. Shiva, I have spoken this great secret to you. Please hide the secret from ordinary people. You should always take shelter of my beloved Radharani. And always stay in Vrindavan. And chant my mantras. My dear devotees, how can you do this? You know, you are in Croatia. Oh, why? My dear devotees, when you get up, don't think about so many things. Just chant Hare Krishna. O Radha, O Krishna, I surrender today to you. Please accept my service today. And then, when you start your day like this, then just keep this vibration, this fixed, this concentration. You can check yourself during the day. Check yourself, in what energy am I now? Am I in the spiritual energy? How I started my morning with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Or have I again fallen into the material energy? And I'm worried. I'm full of anxiety. I'm thinking no-whats, or problem. You can check yourself. And you should ask yourself a question. Am I now pleasing to Krishna? In the moment you ask this question, am I actually pleasing Krishna now? You will see how your mind goes from the material energy back to the spiritual energy. Please, you need now to not divert your attention to anything outside Krishna. Yes. Think of Krishna and you are under the protection of Radharani. Think of Radha and you are dear to Krishna. Somehow enter into the presence of the divine couple. This is yoga. The Hare Krishna movement has to become the Hare Krishna movement. Why do you always want to make a problem movement? Think of Radha and Krishna. Sing Hare Krishna. And stay on the level. Don't fall out and become dark, full of the dark energy. So dark. Yes. See, when I'm talking through a translator, I can't get into so many subtle points, so I'm just bang, putting the point right to you. So, but I think sometimes we need the direct information. So, what is your yoga? Getting up in the morning and connecting with the spiritual energy, surrendering to Radha and Krishna by chanting the divine names. This is how you connect this, through the divine names of Radha and Krishna. And in, during the day, you always go back into this energy by asking yourself the question, am I now pleasing to Radha and Krishna? So now, I want to see, it's already so late. I thought to chant with you one prayer to Radharani. Do you think this is a good idea? Yes. Dobro. Then we will do it. So maybe, Paranandini, you can take this for the Madhajis, and Mahojwala, you are very intelligent. You can distribute this to the devotees. It's all right. It's not a question of intelligence. It's a, you know, I said the wrong. You are very fast. I wanted to say. Sorry. Radhe Radhe Radha Rani Radhe Radha. If you don't have a piece of paper, then you have to look with on the paper of others. This is a prayer from Stavavali, Stavamala. It is an appeal to Radharani. The hope of a devotee to obtain Krishna lies in Krishna's compassionate nature. And Krishna's compassionate nature is Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada tells us, O brothers and sisters, you can obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased upon you. Now, Rupa Goswami teaches us in this prayer to Radharani how we can address Radha and appeal to her. Appeal means beg from her the mercy. In the past, I have given long lectures about this prayer. And you can, if you are interested to hear these lectures, they are available in the internet. But today I just want to highlight three very important aspects of this prayer. First, you have to glorify Radharani. Then you have to describe your fallen condition. And then you have to ask her for something. These are the three elements which you always find in a proper prayer. First, go out of your own little world and glorify the person you pray to. Then, connect to your world, your situation. And then make the bridge, a request, an appeal. A bridge between the two worlds. Huh? So, the first verse says, O Radha, you have limbs which are more splendid than pure gold. O queen, your eyes are charming as the eyes of a doe. This means very big eyes. O queen, your face defeats millions of moons. O queen, you are dressed in garments as dark as monsoon clouds. Radha's complexion is more golden than gold. What does this mean? How can you be more? How can something be more gold than gold? It means it's a brilliant effulgence which comes from her. Gold, ordinary gold, has only little effulgence. The next thing, the scripture is Radharani's eyes are very big. Like the doe. It means also that Radharani is shy. She sometimes will go up a watchtower to see how Krishna is coming in the evening from the back to Nandagram. Krishna describes, I looked up to the watchtower and saw Radharani looking with the big eyes at me. I saw this girl high up and I cannot forget her smile. From that day, the fire of Cupid started to burn in my heart. I don't know, am I still alive? I constantly meditate about Radharani, day and night. My heart is unsteady and in turmoil. You know, Radha can enchant God, who is the enchanter of everyone. Everyone looks in the direction of God. Where does God look to? To Radharani, Jai Sri Radha. Yes, this you must understand. Radharani's face defeats millions of moons. The moon is very effulgent and gives light in the darkness. But it has some dark spots. Radharani's face is spotless. And Radharani is always dressed in garments like the dark monsoon cloud. Mm. Why does she have dark blue clouds? Because they remind her of a dark blue person, Krishna. Krishna is always meditating about Radharani, so he's inside, very golden. And Radharani is outside, very golden, but she thinks always of Krishna, so she dresses herself blue. Hare Krishna. This is the first verse. Now there are other glorifications, but we will go to verse 5. This verse describes the one who prays to Radharani. This person is very aggrieved in his heart. He has great pain in his heart. Such great pain that this person rolls at the Yamuna's shore. His heart is agitated. His voice cannot speak. It's choked. Because there is a problem with this person. This person is us. And this problem is this described in the sixth verse. We have committed offenses. We are unqualified. Our intelligence is crooked. Because we all have a very high opinion of ourselves. But there's really nothing to have a high opinion of. So the verse describes, I have committed offenses. I know I'm unqualified. My intelligence is crooked, bad. But I have a request. Please give this person a little devotional service to you. So now the question is really there. How can you ask for something which is so high if you are so low? A criminal can't ask for something very high to get a post in the government. Great saints like Brahma and Shiva want service to Radha and Krishna, and they don't get it. Why do you think you will get it? Because you are so unqualified. The answer is given in the seventh verse. Radharani is very compassionate. Her heart is like butter, which melts from her mercy. Therefore, it's not proper. Therefore, the author says it's not proper if you neglect me. I'm so wretched. You have to be merciful. I would like to tell you a true story which happened in Belgrade. It's the best story. You know, when I came to the Belgrade airport, Kishori greeted me with a little dog in her arms. And first, my mind was going, what is this? dog is dirty. And the dog was trembling and almost passing stool, you know. But I know Kishori, and I know she is a wonderful Vaishnavi, so I did not judge the situation. There must be a reason why there is this little dog. And then I heard the story. This little dog lost her mother and her shelter. And somehow went through the streets of Belgrade crying. And then somehow Krishna, maybe it was a devotee in a past life, this little dog, directed the dog into one of the many apartment, buildings. And with great difficulty, because the dog was so hungry and at the end of his nerves and the end of the life, it climbed 3 stairs up. Krishna must have prompted the little dog, go this way. And the dog scratched at the door, of one door, and Kishori opened, da. And then the dog must have said, moo. She saw the little dog who was looking. Shelter. I'm dying. The other dogs are after me. And of course, although Kishori is a Brahmin and Brahmins don't have dogs in their house because the dogs don't use the toilet and everything. When she saw that little helpless being, her heart melted with compassion. How can I chase the dog out into the wilderness where she will be killed? The little she-dog was a she-dog. Will be killed by the other dogs of Belgrade and eat. So if an ordinary human being, and not ordinary, if a human being can be so compassionate, Radharani is also more compassionate. Her heart will melt if you come to her. But you must be a little humble. Therefore is the 6th verse so good. Even though I have committed offenses, even though I'm unqualified, even though my intelligence is crooked, please give me a particle of your devotional service. Tomorrow is our hope day. Our life is a little sad. We have fallen into this material ocean. And it's not very sweet. Ask Kavi Chandra Maharaj and myself, when you turn over 50, this is not, there's no much, not much hope. It's always problems. The body gives trouble. The mind gives trouble. Other people give trouble. And the mosquitoes also. So, this is a material energy. not a place for a gentleman. This is how it was described. And then you should be intelligent when you wake up to the reality. I need your shelter. Radharani, I need shelter. I'm not good. I'm covered by this Maya. But I'm falling at your lotus feet. Because I know you have this heart which melts with compassion. This is my only hope. Devotees pray like this. Tomorrow, when we are more attentive, I will read to you some statements from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But for now, I want to request all of you, be persistent. Knock on the door of mercy. Take a bath in hope. And you will surely get the mercy. Especially on Radhastami. Tomorrow is the best day. Four festivals you need to know. Nityananda's appearance day, Gauranga's appearance day, Jamashtami, and the most secret, Radhastami. Yeah, this is, and tomorrow we should please make one exercise. Tomorrow we should please Radharani. And we should please all the devotees. I beg you tomorrow to just stop very often in your life. And ask the question, am I now pleasing to Radharani? Am I pleasing to Radha and Krishna? Am I pleasing to their dear devotees, Srila Prabhupada, dear devotee? Am I pleasing the devotees? And then the milas comes. You will see. And tomorrow you will see a very special form of Radharani. I cannot tell you more because it's a secret. I think you know our festival starts tomorrow. We have a normal morning program and Kavichanda Maharaj and myself will address you as a combined lecture. And then in the afternoon, we have a nice Abhishek festival. And there will be lectures, and I think I have to see what is with the time. I wanted you to show you a new presentation, an art for glorification of Srimati Radharani. Maybe tomorrow we will show, or the day after tomorrow. We don't know, but best come for both days. Because we have to see a few practical things. So, Hare Krishna. You might now thought, well, how was this in Adivas? Adivas means very simple. you invite Radharani or Krishna or Gauranga in the heart. And we did this with this prayer. I would request you to... you can keep this prayer. It is our present for you. Please, tomorrow find a peaceful time and chant this prayer. I found it in a wonderful article in Back to Godhead magazine. It's a very nice, if you can look at old issues on the computer, it's there, very nice article about this prayer. You might like to read it and find it. If you can't find it, then ask Nityananda Kari. She can find everything. She also found this for me. Yes. Everything she can find. Yeah. So, I think because it's late, we will stop here. Tomorrow we have good time for question and answers, and we will also go on Harinam and dance in the streets. That's very good. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. We will dance like anything. Shrimati Radharani ki. Because it's Radhashtami, we can do this. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Yeah, Krishna, Radhe. Came too late. Hare Krishna.